Hey everyone, welcome back. Welcome back to the Letters and Layers podcast. Welcome to any new listeners. Welcome and thank you for being here. This is your host, Amaka, and you are listening to the Letters and Layers podcast, where we talk about all things mental health, wellness, books, life lessons, personal insights, and everything in between. It is Tuesday, September 30th. We are at the end of the month, and I feel like September really felt like it had no business overstaying its welcome. It just feels like it flew by, for me at least. And I think it's probably the fastest month to kind of come and go for me this year. But here we are at the end of the month, and October is upon us, the end of the year is upon us, the holidays are coming, and in true me fashion, I'm just, you know, starting to reflect on the year and everything that has transpired. So I am just kind of going through that a little bit, not in a negative way at all, just, you know, thinking about what's been going on and how I want to end the year and what I want to prioritize. So I don't know that this episode is going to be too long. I know I always say that, but I just kind of have one thing that I wanted to talk about. Before I do, though, I want to thank the Black Podcasting Awards, because I was nominated for the best personal development podcast for this year, which is super exciting. And I found out 2 days ago, I'm nominated with two other entries. And it was really exciting to see my name and my cover art there. I was scrolling down, and the more I scrolled, the more I was like, oh, you know, I guess it didn't happen this year. That's fine. And then I saw it and I was like, oh my God. I was in bed. My husband was next to me. I didn't want to wake him up. I was like, oh my God. And I was just staring at it and I was just super happy. So I'm super thankful for the nomination. And, you know, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't hoping to be nominated. That's really the extent to which I had a goal. Winning, honestly, is extra, because I feel like I achieved the goal that I wanted. Of course, I would love to win, but I feel like I can't really envision that at this point. But if I do, I will be over the moon, obviously. But yeah, I just wanted to say thank you, because podcasting is, it's a marathon. It's the long haul. It is, you know, it's not something that often materializes much right away. You really have to know, like, why you're doing it for yourself. You have to believe in it for yourself. You might be the only one who believes in it for a very long time, but it can definitely get to a point where you start to build an audience and people start to find your content and take time to listen and familiarize themselves, and you get to this point where you're recognized, and it feels great. It feels so great. It feels really validating. It is offering me more motivation to keep going, motivation to level up, to try and figure out how I can make the podcast better, what can I change. Not necessarily overhauling, but it just motivates me to know that at the level I'm at, people are appreciating what I'm doing, but I know that I could do a lot more. So that's kind of what I'm thinking through as well. So yeah, thank you to the Black Podcasting Awards for nominating the Letters and Layers podcast for the year 2025. What I wanted to talk about primarily in this episode, as you can see from the title, something that I have been trying to incorporate more into my day-to-day life is just moments of silence. Because I feel like for me, my default was having some sort of sound or noise in the background, whether it was music, whether it was podcasts, whether it was an audiobook, something or another. And I got to a point where I started to interrogate why that was. And I was like, am I not able to, you know, sit for a little bit in silence? So I started to challenge myself, and I realized I had to follow through on the challenge because the thought of doing this for me made me nervous. I was like, how am I going to occupy my mind, you know, if I'm doing something mundane? And that really was like the sign for me. I was like, well, it looks like this is something I really need to do. So let's see what happens. So one thing I started to do was, if I'm like going to the kitchen to wash dishes, usually I'll bring my phone, I'll put on a podcast and, you know, wash the dishes. But I started to just go and do what I need to do. No phone. I started to take a shower without my phone because often I'll bring it to listen to a podcast while I'm in the shower. I even have like particular podcasts that I usually do with different things. So there are a handful of podcasts that usually I will select to listen to while I'm in the bathroom. You know, having the radio on or my phone connected to the car when I'm driving, so I'm listening to podcasts or music. I wanted to challenge myself to sit in silence a little more, just be with myself. And it was tough. It was tough in the beginning because I would get up to go do what I needed to do, and instinctively I would reach for my phone. And I had to kind of break through that habit first. And when I was finally able to do that, you know, I would kind of just go off and do what I needed to do. If it's something like washing the dishes or tidying the kitchen, I might feel quote unquote bored for a few minutes. But I actually think that was good for me because we don't really allow ourselves to be bored anymore. We have something to occupy our minds if we want 24/7. And I don't, you know, kind of thinking about it deeper, I don't think that's healthy. I don't think our brains should be taking in external stimuli, especially from our phones, on a constant basis. So, you know, and kind of thinking about it that way too, I was like, let's look at these moments during the day as taking a break, just taking a break from consuming, taking a break from processing external content and stimuli. So I would go to the kitchen, do what I need to do. I wouldn't take my phone. You know, I would realize that maybe there are certain things that I needed to think through anyway that I wouldn't have allowed myself to if I was playing my phone or, you know, had a podcast on. And that would allow me to kind of work through whatever was on my mind in the moment. And really, just kind of the act of washing the dishes, listening to the water run, was a little therapeutic in a way, you know, because it was the simplicity of the moment that I think I started to really hone in and focus in on. There was a bit of a luxury that I felt because I think with the inundation, with the constant inundation of content and stimuli that we subject ourselves to, we don't allow our brains to rest. We don't allow our brains to rest. Our brains are constantly processing. And I think that lends to like the shorter attention spans, the challenges with focus and everything, because it's almost like I liken it to the brain like shoveling buckets of information out as we're inundating it with more. Like the brain is bound to shovel out important pieces of information. The brain is bound to like shovel out things that you're supposed to remember, but now you forget because you're constantly adding, you know, buckets more of information. So that's kind of the image that just came to me, just like the brain is doing its best. You know, it's trying to parse out what's important, what's not, but it's not perfect. So it's bound to now eliminate things that we should retain, but we can't because there's just so much bombarding us. And kind of just thinking about all this, I've been trying to just take more moments during the day where I'm not taking any external stimuli in. I am, you know, and I'm not doing this all the time, but I think I often come back on this podcast to just awareness, just being more aware. If you're just aware, if you have the awareness of whatever it is, you are already in a better position to make any decisions. So I do enjoy podcasts. I do enjoy music. I do enjoy audiobooks. But I don't have to have them. I don't have to have them. I don't have to use them as a crutch all the time. I don't have to have them playing in the background with every single thing I'm doing. I can go to the kitchen and do what I need to do and just focus on my thoughts, kind of work through whatever is on my mind. I can go to the bathroom and shower in silence, listen to the water running down. We have a really cool skylight on the ceiling in the shower. So I'm just like, look out. If it's daytime, look out into the skylight. Look at the beautiful sky. Look at the planes passing or whatever. If I'm going anywhere, it's gotten easier for me to just leave my phone, don't connect it to my car, and just drive. Just drive. And I have found for me that in those moments in the car, that's when I almost feel like I can like talk to God about things and, you know, just continue to process whatever maybe I didn't really know was on my heart or, you know, anything that is of some sense of urgency or what have you, who knows. But that's something I've definitely been doing more because sometimes now with, it's not necessarily a habit, but with doing it more often, sometimes I even prefer the silence. Sometimes I even prefer it because, you know, a few minutes back, I kind of described it as a luxury. I see it as a luxury to have moments where I'm not taking in information. I'm letting my brain rest. I'm letting my brain have a break. I'm letting my brain think what it wants to think or process its own thoughts versus taking in something else that someone is telling me or listening to music, you know, with lyrics and, you know, because all those things have energy. I'm a big believer in energy. I'm a big believer in how that can affect you as a person. And not saying external energy is bad by no means, but I think it helps to kind of better discern what is worth taking in, what is worth you allowing yourself to internalize energy-wise based off of what you're consuming and consuming externally. And sometimes it's worth it to just take a break. Take a break from everything. Just be with yourself. Be with your thoughts. Be with you. Just be with yourself. And I think that also is tough for people because they don't want to sit with themselves. They don't want to be in silence. Some people, silence makes them weary. Silence makes them uncomfortable. Silence makes them have to turn inward and they don't want to do that. So they use external stimuli. They use social media. They use, you know, all these types of content to silence those thoughts and distract themselves perpetually. So I know that's also a challenge, but I challenge those folks to offer themselves just a moment, you know, put 60 seconds on the clock and just sit in silence. It's not the end of the world. It'll feel uncomfortable, but discomfort won't kill you. You know, see if you can move past that discomfort and get to a point where maybe you start to feel ease and maybe even relief, because you're allowing your brain to kind of process what's going on in you, in your mind, without giving it the added task of taking in more information simultaneously. So that's really all I wanted to share today. I think it was worth, you know, talking about, because we live, you know, speaking of American society, we just allow so much of our life to be outsourced to technology. And we think that we need to constantly be in the know. We have to be well informed. We have to keep on top of the latest. But do we have to always know what's going on if it is negatively affecting us, if it's to our detriment mentally and emotionally? Would it benefit you, the listener, to take more breaks away from those external stimuli and, you know, allow yourself to just sit in a space of silence? Some folks would call this meditation. We don't even need to go that far. We don't even need to use the meditation. We're just sitting with yourself, just starting to practice that, putting 60 seconds on the clock, even 30 seconds, you know, just do what you feel you could do, find your starting point, and then start to build confidence and momentum from there. And you might find that you get to the point where you prefer the silence. You might find you get to the point where the content you used to take in, you know, without even really thinking, just feels so heavy and feels like so much noise that you are looking to turn off your phone or turn off the podcast or whatever. In doing this over the last couple of months, like I said, it's not an all-day thing. I still enjoy my entertainment and the content that I consume, but I have found that over these last couple of months where I've been more aware, there are certain podcasts that I'm not really eager to turn on every week when they post a new episode. I've found that I am enjoying the idea and the practice of just opening a book more and reading, because this is a podcast that focuses a large part of its content on books. But I would have to be honest and say I struggle at times to read and finish books because of the whole inundation of content and just it impacting my dopamine and neurotransmitter circuitry, and just reading sometimes feeling like it's boring. But in kind of being more aware about incorporating silence into my day-to-day, I'm finding that I'm drawn more now to books and the idea of kind of curling up and opening a book and starting a story and giving my whole attention to it amidst the silence that I'm sitting in. It feels like a privilege to be able to have that. It feels like a luxury, which is a word I keep coming back to this episode. So I can see the benefits. I don't really know that there's any drawbacks to just being a little bit more aware of having moments of silence through my day. If anything, it gives me so much more than it takes away. If it takes away anything, it's just, you know, the content that I'm not consuming. But do I really need that content anyway? Especially with the type of stuff in the news on a perpetual basis. Like, there's nothing really, you know, that will uplift me or make me feel good. It's really all negative stuff. And there are times in the zeitgeist where it just feels so heavy and you just don't want to be connected at all. So I have those moments. I have days where I don't go on social media at all. And then days where I'm, you know, more connected. But if there's anything that I want to do for myself moving forward, if there's any behavior that I want to practice more consistently, it's just being in silence with myself or doing things in silence, you know, reading. I don't have to have music on or instrumentals on all the time. Instrumentals are great, but I don't really need to have anything on in the background while I'm reading. I don't need to have anything on in the background if I'm in the bathroom, in the shower, doing chores, what have you, driving in the car. Those can be moments that I commit to myself, prioritizing myself, prioritizing the wellness of my mind, allowing my mind to distill whatever thoughts it needs to process so that I am better for it. So yeah, I think that's all I wanted to share today. I'm reading 107 Days by Kamala Harris right now. I'm also still reading Matriarch. I think I mentioned that on a previous episode. So I went out this weekend to get 107 Days, and it sent me on a wild goose chase because it came out, I think it came out on the 23rd. So I don't know what I expected, but I didn't think that it was like sold out everywhere. I went to my usual bookstore in the West Loop, and they told me they had just sold their last copy that morning and they were getting more on Monday. I was like, okay, no problem. So then I went to a Barnes & Noble's further north and they had sold out. And with kind of dealing with this, I was like, now I need to get my hands on this book because clearly it's a hot commodity. So then I called this Black-owned bookstore on the South Side called Call and Response Books. I think I might have mentioned them on the podcast once before. They said they had two copies left, and if I wanted to secure one, I can order it online for pickup and they would hold it for me. So that's what I did. And then from Milwaukee Avenue on the northern side, I drove down to Hyde Park, or Hyde Park adjacent, and picked up the book. That was Saturday, and I've been reading it since then. I am more than halfway through. So I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna finish 107 Days and talk about it next month, and then I'm gonna return to Matriarch and finish the year with Matriarch. So that's the plan. I hope I'm able to stick with it, because I'm really enjoying Matriarch. I'm really enjoying Miss Tina Knowles talking to us, sharing about her childhood and just everything. And I know it's going to get more interesting as she gets older and, you know, gets married and has Beyonce and Solange and just like the trajectory from there. So I want to say thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you all as always. Please share, please recommend to folks who you think will enjoy this episode or past episodes. Don't hesitate to reach out to me at contact@thelettersandlayers.com. Subscribe to my YouTube page. I'm working on getting back regular with posting. I think it's been like a month or 6 weeks, but it's top of mind. So I want to get back into that. And yeah, I appreciate you all. And thank you again to the Black Podcasting Awards for nominating little old me, the Letters and Layers podcast, for Best Personal Development Podcast. Appreciate you guys as always. Thank you so much. And I will talk to you in the next one. Bye.